from here?
You do not see a way out from here. You look like you're in your home, but every time you try a door, a window, something, it doesn't budge. It doesn't move. So, Zorik, when you try to move, it feels like you're just walking in the sea by yourself. It feels like you are just completely on your own. Your feet feel like on solid ground, but you see nothing. Simon, all you see is darkness, and this creature is still looming toward you.
I start walking into the darkness. Darkness, you said it's darkness, darkness?
It's darkness, and then there's this creature of
correct.
Shadow walking
I start walking
you.
Into the darkness.
Into the darkness.
Correct.
Away from the creature.
Correct.
It continues to just go and go and go and go.
It follows me.
Yes. It continues to follow you. You feel this thing over your shoulder. Something that you feel like you can't escape. Every time you take a step, he takes two.
Then I need to confront him.
Do you say anything aloud to anybody?
Yes. What do you want with me?
To the creature.
Mm-hmm.
To feel loss.
What?
So the creature answers back to you in this deep, guttural, vicious voice. Feel loss. And he's just continuing to walk. Doesn't look like he's attacking you.
Right.
It just looks like he's moving toward you, and you just feel this pending, like, he's just about to be on you, but you always feel this, he's just about to get to me, just about to get to me. It's all you feel.
His response to me is, feel loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's his response
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
I find some, what?
Yeah.
I backstep. I don't really want him closer to me.
Okay.
It's
going to continue like this.
I know. I'm trying to think. Yeah. What else? How can I get out of here?
You could see what everybody else thinks. Because all okay. of you have different pieces.
Okay.
So are you saying that to the group, Simon?
Actually, I'm saying it to the thing.
So do you say out loud, how do I get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can hear Simon's voice. How do we get out of here? So as a group, you can discuss.
Don't forget, I don't know where they are.
That's correct. You don't
right,
know anything
and they
about
don't know where I am or whatever. So,
yeah, no, that's
yeah.
correct. You guys don't know anything about your other
situations,
person's
yeah.
situations.
Yeah.
You don't hear the crowd jeering at her. You only hear her crying and begging and saying, I can't get out. And saying that it's too much.
Does he say anything back to me?
The creature? No.
Uh-huh. No.
Still continuing to loom. Anything you do, it just continues like a march, like a faceless, dark march coming at you.
Then I'm going to have to stand my ground. Just stand there to see what he does with me.
And so you stand.
Right.
And you don't move, no matter how close he gets.
No.
As the creature gets closer and closer to you, and you're like, you've made your decision. You're not moving anymore.
Right.
The creature actually starts to go down a little bit. The size of the creature and the shadow starts to shrink little by little. And the longer you stand still, it looks like it's getting smaller, but it's still coming toward you.
Mm-hmm.
It went from huge to just a little bit bigger.
Mm.
Do you continue to stand?
Yes,
do
I
do.
Do
you do anything else?
I backstep a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit to see how small it's getting.
When you backstep, it's almost like it goes up a little bit.
So I don't move. I wanted to see it be like a puddle.
Okay.
If it gets to that.
Okay.
Oh.
So oh, it's just like, be a puddle. So as you stand, it slowly is going down. Very, very slow.
I stand my ground.
You stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say after a few minutes, it diminishes until it's about your size.
Mm.
And then it feels more than you can see, but it feels to you more like it has stopped when it's about your size.
So it doesn't continue to shrink?
It doesn't continue to shrink.
Okay.
And after maybe another minute, the speed is slowed to a point where it looks like it's walking. And the horns have gone away. And the arms are now more human-like.
Oh.
And the claws have dissipated into hands. And just as you see, it's coming through, the shadows kind of shift And you see a humanoid man walking toward you. Still faceless, but your size, your shape. And walking calmly. But then stops, maybe about 6 feet in front of you. Do you see anything?
Yeah, my mouth is hanging.
So you see this shadow and you can start to see these different appearances. And the creature starts mimicking your movement and opens its mouth to match yours.
I'm wondering if he's going to take over me, over my body, like a humanoid.
Just
don't
that?
Know what to say. Don't know what to do.
So now you're standing here face to face. And it looks like the threat has diminished.
Okay.
But you're stuck in this, like, limbo of, okay, I'm not scared anymore. I'm not forced to fight this thing anymore. But what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you share any of this with anybody?
I share it with all of them.
So you hear Simon's voice come into your heads.
Telling them, yeah.
Like, I accepted it. I faced it. And it slowed. It got better. It diminished. But now I'm stuck.
So Sarek will hear that, will look around, and I'm noticing that, just to verify, this looks exactly like the astral sea that I guarded, right? There's no real difference.
The only difference that you're seeing is that it's shifting so much more than you expected. It's like, it looks almost like the combination of the astral sea and like an ocean, where it's constantly moving and flowing, when really the astral sea doesn't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you can see different things out there in the world, but this is, like, different. This just feels empty.
So, what I'll do is, I know it's solid underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit cross-legged, and I'll begin to meditate.
Okay.
Focusing on becoming one with the astral plane and...
Bring it into you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as you do this, and you kind of... find this peace, and you feel the floor beneath you is more solid than ever, and you kind of take these deep breaths, and you're like, okay, I feel better. You open your eyes for a moment, and the sea has stopped shifting. It is solid, and it looks normal again, and it looks calm, and you feel connected, and you feel this acceptance of it. Do you want to do anything else?
Do I see any person or any living thing around me?
Mm-mm.
Any sort of door, anything that, like, opens up or...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
This is more of an image within your mind than an actual physical location like the mirrors.
So if that's the case, can I will a door to open? If I'm centered on myself and thinking this is within my mind,
mm-hmm.
would I then try to create... I could try to create my own escape.
So tell me what you want to go into.
I would want to go where Scarlet is.
Okay. So before I do that, you don't know where Scarlet is. You don't have a visual location of where Scarlet is.
I do not, but yeah. I...
You want to go and connect to her mind.
Essentially. I'm using the idea of, if it's all in my mind, I can just... I'm visualizing it is, I can visualize that I would like to connect with Scarlet.
Okay.
And create a manifestation that would... Kind of like a, like one of those, like, kind of like the Q in Star Trek. Like, when you're, like, you're seeing what your brain can comprehend.
Yes.
So I'm trying to comprehend a way that would make sense to my mind to then reach out to Scarlet.
Okay. So.
Whether that's like a bridge or a door or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm going to say the best way to do that is to continue your meditation. So. You take a moment, you still don't see anything around you, but you feel calm and you feel connected. And when you close your eyes again and you start thinking of Scarlet, I have nothing to roll, so I'm just going to say it happens. I don't know what the hell you could possibly roll for this. But Scarlet, tell me what you've been doing.
I am literally wrapped up in my cloak, on the stage, covering my head. I want you to think of like a full-on panic attack. And she is on the stage... She's crying. She's shaking. She has thoughts, just like a constant, like, beration in her own head. Like, especially because she, like, saw what she thought, like, were glimmers of her mother, her father, her brothers. So she's hearing all of those words come back. Disappointment. Not good enough. What are you doing? Cover. Don't look up. You're not pretty. You're not good. You're not talented. You're not smart. You're not. And it's like a real. Mm. And she is just
deep.
Deep. She is in deep.
So while you are thinking all of this, you hear like the not pretty, not smart enough. But then you hear Scarlett in this soft voice of Zorik. And then you hear more berates. And then you hear, I'm here, Scarlett. And you start hearing Zorik, more of a mental connection than an actual voice.
Okay.
Something you can't look at, but you can feel it. And your mind begins to slow. And the crowd begins to quiet. And you can hear like shuffling and movement, but you also are pulling yourself out of it. I would say after a long time, you can start to feel safe enough to raise your head.
Okay.
And peek out.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, sitting in front of you in a meditated stance, you see Zorik. Just on the stage. Just solid. But he's not moving. He's just looking at you.
Okay.
So, Zorik, what would you say in those moments? Like, so now you've essentially been able to cross over into her mind. You see her on a floor, essentially just crying, covered in a cloak. But you don't see anything else around her. You just see her body laying.
I would fight the urge to get up and go to her. Because I understand that what's happening is in our minds. And I would try to convey that. Scarlett, this seems real, but if you look inward, you should find that this is only in our minds. This place is reflecting our worst fears, but it is not a physical place. It is just a manifestation of our soul and what we think. Sometimes we think the worst of ourselves, but that is not the reality, and it's certainly not the reality with you.
And she's just gonna, I think she would take a moment and just like wipe her eyes and just, Zorik, I'm not strong enough. I can't do this. I can't fight this anymore. I can't do this. This is very real. I know you say it's in my head, but it's real and I can't fight and I don't know what to do. I just want to give up.
Scarlett, you can't fight, but we can together.
Roll me a persuasion check?
Persuasion, you said?
Mm-hmm.
18.
Yeah, Paladin.
Scarlett, you take a long time. You take a long time. He talks to you calmly and carefully. And you have to go through this. You have to let those emotions out. You can't just stop them. You have to let yourself feel all of it. You're down this road, you gotta go through it. And there's a moment where you almost feel like, okay, I've cried myself out.
Yeah.
And you stop, and when you're all done with that crying and that pushing of those emotions, it's like silence. It's like this quiet, and all you can hear is Zorik saying, you've got this. And you can hear his words, and they're finally able to penetrate you. You're finally able to feel what he's saying. And after a little while, you push yourself up, and you look right at him, and you're okay. You're able to overcome those tough emotions by pushing through them, by accepting them, and by hearing his words, and you're calm. You're still upset, clearly,
yeah.
But you're calm. And you're in a position to hear these words now. Ulrich, what are you doing? You can hear glimmers of what's happening. You can hear that Simon is saying, okay, I'm stuck here. You can hear that they've connected. You can hear pieces of these things.
I cast Protection from Evil and Good on myself.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go out into the garden.
I'll say, you said you were hitting the walls, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it takes you a little while because you have to literally bust down the wall and you have to fight for it, but you can make it to the garden.
As much as I want you to be, I know you're not him. Not really.
He doesn't turn around.
My Robert would have turned around.
Face it, face it. I'm hearing them say you have to face it, you have to face it. What am I facing? Is there anything here that, other than Robert's presence, is there anything triggering here?
Robert turns around, but you do not see his face. He has a face of an owl. And he shifts his head, like, you know, the owl does the 360 kind of creepy thing. And he does that. And then you see Robert is shifted away now, and there's just, like, a large owl-like person in front of you.
So it's you who's behind this?
Everyone must accept.
Accept what? You desecrate the memory of the greatest person I ever knew?
You bury him too far deep. You need to honor him. You need to accept your pain and use it.
Who the fuck are you to talk to me?
I can see inside your mind.
If you could see what was in my mind right now, you'd crawl back to your hole and cry.
I am not afraid. I have met men like you before. You are not unique in your pain. But I guess it's time for you all to rest again. And maybe your next challenges will be a little bit more fun. And you can see this owl-like creature kind of float away, like fly away, flap its wings away. And all of you are shifted in your minds. You almost feel like somebody smack you across the face. Like you feel this like boom, like this bang. And when you kind of shake yourself out of it, you're all standing together again. And you're standing in this beautiful grove with trees and vines and light, fairy lights and pink flowers everywhere. And you just feel so serene. And it feels almost like warm, almost like a jungle. And you can feel the moisture in the air. But it's not hot, it's just warm and comforting. Now you're all together again.
And Scarlet is going to take a few of those deep breaths, and she's going to run right over to Sork and just hug him.
Mm. He returns the hug.
She's not letting go anytime soon. Mm. She just needs to know he's real.
Mm. You can feel each other, you can feel the ground, there's no tricks here at all.
And she just repeats, I was so scared. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you guys want to look around, or?
Is it day or night?
It seems like nighttime. It seems like just after dusk. Like, the sky is just like this faint... What?
Go ahead, keep talking.
The sky is like this very, very, very pale, pinkish, bluish kind of color, and then you see lots of flowers and... What?
Yep, sure we do. Keep going.
What?
Yeah, Vinny knows what this is, but keep going.
That's it. Guys would know this.
Stay together.
You would know this. It's very fae-like.
Fae-wild. Yep, sure.
Yeah, we're the fae-wilds.
So wait, Scarlet's going to pull away from him for like a second. You're real, right?
Yes.
It's really you?
It is really me. However, this place can play tricks on us. So we must be vigilant.
Yes. Everyone stay together.
Well, what did everyone... Where were you?
I was home. Sent me to my house, literally. But the ghost of my dead husband, or at least aberration, it perpetuated in the likeness of my dead husband.
Oh, Ulrich, I'm so sorry.
It's quite all right. I'm going to make it much sorrier. Are you all right?
I think so. Simon, where were you?
Somewhere else with a creature. Like, I was confronted by a creature. What I like to do is get out of here completely.
I'm sorry, where were you?
I was back at the astral plane. Its depth and breadth can sometimes be overwhelming.
Are you okay?
I am. And he turns to you and he like smiles. There's like a half smile.
Where are we now?
So you do see in this grove, there's maybe like these vines that are hanging down, and they have like little like almost like dewdrops like hanging. And you see it very, very Disney-like, very, very beautiful, lots of flowers. It feels very sweet and kind. Yeah, and there's a few like rocks off to the side with like a little patch of water, and that's all you see right now.
Hmm.
I suppose we could all use a moment to catch a breath. Let's find a place where we can roll out the bedrolls and sit down for a minute.
Since I'm proficient in cartographer's tools, can I try to make some sort of check to see where we are?
How much do you know about, like, the layout of, like, Feywild? I don't. Just asking.
Yeah, no, I'm Fey-touched, and I have some experience with extraplanar stuff. That's pretty much it. I don't know. I don't think I have anything specific for the Feywilds.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific either, man. I was just making it Feywild-y.
No, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, if I can find us a spot that looks the best.
Oh,
or
understood.
Get some sort of bearings. Like, is there a mountain that we should head to, or something to that effect?
You seem as though you are in a grove. And everything around you just kind of seems very close together. If you are able to make it out into like a little bit of a clearing, you see mountains and landscapes, but you don't see a lot. You don't see anything better than where you are right now.
Okay. Do we see any living creatures?
Not that you see right now.
Okay. Let us be on our guard.
You might see like little creatures, like birds flying through the sky. So you all take a moment together. Gather your bearings.
Are we taking a rest?
If we have the time to, I wouldn't say no. I mean, granted, I'm only down one spell slot, so it doesn't really matter.
What did you do? What did you cast?
Protection from evil and good.
That's right. What does that do again? Remind me.
Well, it's gone now. It only lasts 10 minutes.
Oh. No, you casted it right before.
Okay. Protects me against aberrations, celestials, elementals, fey, fiend, and undead. Mm-hmm. They have disadvantage against attack rolls. Also, I can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them.
But it's not like you can see where they are or feel where they are or anything like that.
No.
Okay. You guys all come together. You talk for a few minutes. I will say that before your spell runs out, you see, I am going to say that you need to make a dexterity check.
Check?
Saving throw.
Oh, dex save. This will go well. Ha! 5!
Oh, I saw that pop up. So once you guys feel a little bit comfortable and you're walking around, there's this moment where you feel as though there is one of these vines comes to, it kind of gets in your way a little bit, and when you try to like swat it, it wraps around you.
Oh, great.
And you are grappled.
Oh, good. This is what I needed.
So now everybody roll initiative.
Oh! Oh! All right.
I will take that.
Alaric, 9.
Cleric!
Ooh,
you
nice
rolled,
one.
Right?
Mm-hmm. What's 17.
It? Ooh, nice. All right. I got everybody else's because it popped up.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Going up first is Scarlet. So you see, I'll tell you what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You see that all of a sudden, Alaric is like fighting with this, what seemed to you at first to be this, like, this vine. And there's a lot of vines around here, but this one actually doesn't look like a vine anymore. Now that you see it, it looks like a rope.
Mm.
And it looks like this rope is, like, connected, and it looks like it is twirled around him, and it's, like, grabbed him in the midsection.
I'm gonna say, the moment I see that, it's, and given that she's still a little traumatized from before, she runs with a dagger to cut him loose.
Okay.
That's going to be her first initial instinct.
Okay. So you have your dagger, right? Can you roll a dagger attack for me?
I'm not good.
Well,
9.
That is a miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably your nerves that you're like, so you're a little jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Up next is Simon.
Okay.
So Simon, all you see is that he was grappled. And that you see now that Scarlet has gone over to him right away and tried to cut it.
Right.
And as she tries to go, she kind of like misses, so she can't really get it.
All right. I go.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'll go with my... I have a light dagger.
Okay.
So I'll use my light dagger.
All right. Roll an attack.
Okay.
Hey. So, at this point, you can feel that Ulrich, you're immediately grappled, and you're like, what the shit is this? I don't need this. And then all of a sudden, you have Scarlet and Simon run over to you with daggers, and they're like, ah! And they can't get anything.
Okay, fine. Don't stab me!
Zorik, you're up.
Can I see where the rope is coming from?
Mm, sure. Let me see. It looks like the rope is growing out of this, like, randomly shaped rock.
Randomly shaped rock.
Yeah. It looks like it's growing directly out from the rock. That's what you see right now. Wink, 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 wink.
Got it. Okay. How far is the rock?
20 feet.
Okay. So what I will do is this. I'm going to cast See Invisibility.
Okay. What would that... So if something was camouflaged by a spell, what would that do?
For the duration, you see invisible creatures and objects as if they were visible, and you can see into the ethereal plane. Ethereal creatures and objects appear ghostly and translucent.
I'll give it to you. I'll say you see that this rock is not a rock, it's a creature. But you can only see a rock, but you know it's a living creature.
Okay.
Whoa.
So that'll be my action. I will go over to the rock, and I will use my bonus action for my second attack.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That is an 18 on the die.
Okay.
So that's a 24 to hit.
24 to hit? Mm-hmm. Double check. I'm so sorry. Yes, that hits.
You had to double check if a 24 hit?
Because I was reading something else at the time. I assumed he would have known that a 24 hit a rock.
Allegedly a rock.
And that's going to be 4 damage.
Okay, question. That is slashing.
Correct.
Okay. Doesn't do as much damage as you thought it would.
Okay. Does anything happen with the rope when I make the attack, though?
No.
Okay.
The rope is connected, but very different. You know what it is now?
I think I know what it is.
I mean, it's a fey. Okay, that was Sora. Up now, next is this... randomy thing. Okay. So you are in melee with this one.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit it, you kind of hear a and the rock kind of unveils itself to be this like kind of like troll looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the vine looks to be his hair. That it looks like hair to a certain point and then it turns into a rope.
Oh.
Okay.
And you see the creature... While it unfolds out of this rock shape, it has this very large club, a great club. And it goes to hit you. 18 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. And it makes a second attack. 26 to hit.
That hits.
Shit. That is a hell of a hit. So because it's on the ground, it does a lot of damage. So it's 17. Yeah, did a lot of damage on you. Okay, so that is the first one. The second one is kind of like behind you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, imagine this. It's one is one cheese, one is the other cheese, okay? So you see another one pop out from the other side, but it's hanging from a rope. And it looks as though it's kind of intertwined into these ropes that are all around it. And this one is going to try to swipe out and get Scarlet. And this one... 18?
Hit.
7 damage. Okay. So that was them. And then now, Ulrich, you're up. So, you see one of these little creatures is this like rock-looking creature, kind of like a troll. And it pops up and it swipes really hard with this big club right onto Zorik. And then you see another one kind of pop out and is trying to, like, swing in the vines and try to reach out and swat.
So two so far.
So two.
Am I still grappled?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. Are we all within... Actually, no. Maybe. Are we all within 15 feet of each other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Spirit Guardians.
Get that bad boy up. Because Ulrich is in no mood to take prisoners right now.
Anything else?
I don't have a bonus action if I do that. If that's my action, that's my action. So, that's what I got.
You got it. Scarlet, you're up. So now you were trying to take a knife, you're trying to cut this rope, but this rope is super tough, and it's like, what the hell is this? And then as you're kind of distracted looking down, you actually get kind of hit on your shoulder right in the back with this rock.
Okay. Not from the person in the vines. There's something else?
No, no, no. There's the guy in the vines hit kind of swung toward you and then just whacked you with this great club.
Okay.
It's like this big rocky club.
Okay. She looks around. She kind of backs up. I could do this. I could do this. Enthralling performance. She's going to take out her magical instrument, and she's going to start an enthralling performance for a minute, making eye contact as much as she can with the two.
I want to remind you, because we've talked about this.
Okay.
So I want to remind you, 1 minute is 10 rounds. I just wasn't sure if you still want to do that, because it would be like taking your actions.
Crazy.
Yeah, it would be like taking up all your actions.
You know what? I probably forgot it again.
It's okay.
Can I retcon that?
Of course.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I know we've talked about it, and it's difficult because it says 10 minutes, and you're like, oh, crap, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. I'm going to change what I'm going to do then.
Did you get your chance to pick new spells?
Yeah, I did it when we were here.
Last time.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because I was mad. So, she's going to back up still. Mm-hmm. I could do this. And she's going to dissonant whispers. Is the rock thing that I'm seeing kind of holding the rope, is that 60 feet away?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to dissonant whispers that thing.
The one on the ground fighting him or the one in the air?
The one on the ground fighting him.
You got dissonant whispers him. You got it.
Okay. And I'm just going to make the most racking, terrible melody.
Ooh.
But like in between that racking and terrible melody, I'm going to say, you are going to let go. You are not going to defeat us today.
Okay.
Not today. Not any day. And it's just going to be on like a loop.
Okay.
And so you could see her mouth moving. You can't really hear what she's saying, but that is what she is saying to the rock thing.
Okay. Okay.
I think you need to make a wisdom saving.
I need to make a wisdom save. You got it. Decently wisdom-y, but you got a 7. he's not that. Never mind.
Today he's decently a loser.
Don't talk to the rock that way.
So, I thought I did this.
Custom rock?
Yeah, because it's 3d6 psychic damage.
Oh, okay.
So that was an 11 psychic damage to the rock.
You got it. To the rock on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Damage. Nice.
Then, if I could just hold my turn for 1 second.
You got it. Up next is Simon. So you can start thinking about what you want to do.
Right now.
I'm going to throw a bardic inspiration onto Sorek.
Woo! D6?
1d8.
D8. Nice. Thank you.
Okay. Simon.
I'm going to do the cantrip chill touch.
Sure.
On the one that has her, you know, that's
right, just hanging in the vines.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah.
So what's that for me again? I'm sorry.
You create a ghostly skeletal hand in the space of a creature within range. Make a ranged spell attack against a creature to assail it with the chill of the grave. 16.
I don't know if you saw her face. It was one of esteemed and pride.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, that's the game.
They're a little bit harder than a 16.
That's the game.
Bust. Okay. That was Simon Sorek, you're up.
Okay. So we're going to do 2 attacks.
Okay.
On the one in front of me.
Okay.
No. Oh, so close. It's going to be a 22 to hit.
Absolutely.
And we're throwing a second level smite on that.
Ooh, mama.
Says 3d8?
Yeah.
And then 4 because of the hit. So it's going to be... So it's going to be 8 slashing.
Okay. 8 slashing. Reduced to 4.
And 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 radiant.
10 radiant. He eats all of it. Excellent. Ooh, you're making a good dent on this guy. Okay. They are up now. So the first one on the ground, he is going to hit you again with his great club. Twice.
Okay.
So that's one hit. He can miss again. Yeah, 16. Second hit. 18. I think that's also a miss, right?
That is also a miss.
Shit! Whew. Oh, man. Okay, that was the first one. The second one is swinging through the air. And now this guy is going to take...
Question. He threw up spirit guardians, right?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please tell me what the damage is.
Oh, it's on their turn.
Yes, they're
going now.
Oh, they're going now? Thank you.
Thank you, Praz.
You're welcome.
The master cleric.
Okay, they need to make wisdom saves.
Okay. Ooh, that's going to be a failure.
They're also at half speed inside the radius.
That's fine. Two failures.
Oh, lovely.
I got a 10 and 11.
Good. So they're each going to eat 14 radiant damage.
Holy sh... Nike bikey.
Shake and bake. Shake and bake.
Don't see goddamn spell.
See, y'all fogies don't know about that stuff.
No. Thank you.
We know shake and bake. We choose to rise above shake and bake.
You know, although to be fair, that movie's like...
Old. Don't make it real. Don't make it real.
Get in there.
Don't make it real.
You shut up.
You can have a conversation with someone who was born when that movie came out.
You shut up.
What did I say? I was right here. I said, don't make it real.
I'm just saying. Gosh. I'm just saying. Gosh. You can't be mad at me because I'm saying, just saying. That's the get out of jail free card, okay?
You can't get mad at me because I'm saying, just saying.
Yes.
All right, anyway, so this freaking beast that's flying through the air looks over and goes, Meatball! Meatball! You guys are so good at a bad idea right now. All right, so this little rock creature hanging from the ropes is actually going to reach out. I have to make sure.
Before or after he took his 14 damage?
After. Did you think the 14 killed him?
Just saying. Are you very clear?
And I need you to make a wisdom save.
No problem. Because I'm so wise.
You're so wise.
This is not true in life nor in game.
Oh.
By the way, I can't be charmed.
I don't think this is charmed.
Okay. Or magic can't put me in sleep.
I understand the whole magic and the sleep and the bullshit. Yeah. I think I had that too. Shut up! Shut up, the both of you! Shut up!
Are you okay, babe? Do we need to talk about something?
Why are you screaming your feelings?
Oh, supposed to be DC! Oh, 13. Okay, you made it. Thank you. What I'm like you? Looking all over the sheet here. I'm trying to fucking find this.
What is it that you desire?
No, I did a 12. I don't want to be dishonest.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Okay. So you have the irresistible urge to dance. You begin a comedic dance in your place, shuffling, tapping, campering for the duration, which is 1 minute. The dancing creature must use all of its movement to dance without leaving its space and has disadvantage on dex saves and attack rolls. As an action, the dancing creature must make a wisdom save to regain control of itself. On successful, the spell ends. So you can repeat your wisdom at the end of your turn.
Okay.
Okay, but right now...
I'm dancing.
You're singing and dancing! Ulrich, you are up.
Alright, bonus action. Before we do that, we think we're going to get Spiritual Weapon on the playing field, too.
Sure. Because
Ulrich is not in a happy place right now. So, there's one attacking Scarlet and one attacking Sorek, right?
Yes. One just casted on Scarlet.
But he's still alive.
Has casted something on Scarlet. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll deal with that. Spiritual weapon on that one's head.
All right.
My usual garden scythe.
Okay.
18 to hit.
Hits.
8 force damage.
Okay.
And I'd like him to make a constitution saving throw, please.
Sure. You said 8 force damage.
8 force damage.
Eight,
and a constitution saving throw.
Dick nuts. 8.
Cool.
I didn't realize the number 8 was dick nuts.
18 necrotic damage from Toll the Dead. Albert does not have his happy hat on right now. He's very upset.
What does your happy hat look like?
I'm picturing like an old school farmer's hat, like the straw.
I thought you were going to go with, like, one of, like, the big, fancy, like, musketeer hats with, like, all the feathers and shit. And the one side, like, kicked up. I thought that would be your happy hat.
Oh, that could work. That would make him happy. A hat like that would make him happy.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. And then he has to roll a constitution save.
He did already.
Took him to concentrate on her.
Oh, good. Good.
That's a failure. You are no longer dancing.
Thank you.
That was your turn?
That was my turn.
Excellent. Scarlet, you are up. Simon, you're on deck.
Okay.
So, I would like to cast Bane on both of them.
Okay. That's fine.
Must make a charisma saving throw, please.
Charisma saving throw, please.
How you doing health-wise, Mark?
I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
10.
I got lay on hands, so.
At 3.
I got enough damage shield.
My safety is 15.
Yeah.
Okay. So
if you wanted to throw something my way, that's fine, but.
I lose.
So you lose. Makes an attack roll. So, whenever a target that fails this saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw. This is a concentration for up to a minute, which I've been informed by my DM is 10 goddamn rounds! Because I'll never do an enthralling performance ever! It'll happen.
Combat.
I will do it. It'll happen. So yes, I've casted Bane on both of their asses.
And they're both of their assets or asses?
Whatever your dialect prefers. So subtract d4. Attack roll, saving throws.
You got it.
And I'm concentrating on it. Now, I would like to use a bonus action. And I would like to throw a Bardic Inspiration, which is 1d8, to Ulrich.
Oh, much obliged.
Put your happy hat back on. It's time. It's time, Daddy.
Better than mortal man deserves.
That is my turn.
Excellent. Thank you for your turn. Okay.
Thanks.
Simon?
Chromatic Orb.
Okay.
Yep.
Who?
The one on Zorik.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Is that an attack, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Oh!
There it is.
Somebody got a little orby.
Nice. So roll me some damage.
Okay. Nice.
What kind of damage?
Acid.
Excellent.
Yo, what?
Yeah!
Simon stops playing around.
Yeah, crab cakes and football, baby.
We are in no mood.
All right.
How much was the damage, DM? She never called it.
10. I saw it.
10. Okay. All right.
Yep.
I just.
That wasn't big.
That's
the pood cast needs to hear it.
That's right.
Did you just call them poods?
Our listeners need to know these
things. Our listeners in the podcast uni.
Oh my gosh. All right, Sork, you're up.
All right, let's do this up. I'm going to attack. That is a dirty 20, I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's way more than a dirty 20. That's a 23 to hit.
You're a dirty 20.
Your face is a dirty 20.
I wish it was a dirty 20.
That hits. What else?
This is just a place I don't want to go to right now.
And we're throwing smite on top of that.
Okay.
Woohoo! Whoa!
Four, five, six, seven slashing. And.
Seven slashing reduces to four. Three?
Yes.
Nice. That is 19 radiant.
Oh, shit, now. Good hit.
Oh, wait a minute. First level smite, level 5. That should have been 2d8, right?
Yes.
I'm going to re-roll that. I rolled 3. That'll be 6 radiant.
6 more?
Not the what I... The
Not what you one. Said before. Additional.
Yeah.
Additional 6.
Yeah.
You got it. All right, Zorik, that's your turn.
You know what? I'm going to bonus action Shield of Faith.
Okay.
So my AC is now 21.
And now I'm done.
Okay. So the guy in front of you that you just hit a whole bunch of times, he's going to hit you.
No, he's going to make a wisdom save is what he's going to make.
That's right.
And then so's the other
11.
Minus 4.
22!
Minus a d4.
Did you minus 4?
What? 21.
Okay, so...
Screw you both.
Half damage to the 21, full damage to the other guy. Okay, so the one that failed, 12 radiant damage. The one that rolled a 21, 6 radiant damage. From the spectral Roberts that are circling me.
The spectral Roberts?
Yes. With gardening hose.
The birds have hose?
Huh?
Did you just say that there were spectral robins?
Roberts.
Oh. With gardening hose. Here's what I heard and saw and thought. Was that it was spectral robins, like birds, with gardening hose. I'm like, oh, you really turned this into like a Disney princess fantasy.
What are your princess fantasies?
First of all, you're not talking to me with cheese in your mouth. That's part of
what the fucking...
I love you.
Okay. He's still alive, and he's going to hit you.
Oh, cool. Bucks. How dare.
I'll just res you. You'll be fine.
Minus the d4 is still 26.
That is.
Yeah. What? What the fuck did he roll?
18 plus 9.
Oh my god.
Plus 9?
9.
Yeah. Great clip. Plus 9. Bye.
Jesus. Okay.
You're very strong.
Glad I got Spirit Guardian, though.
Fuck.
That's 25.
It is. All right.
No, no, no. It's 25 damage.
Balls.
Oh, well, I am down.
Oh, no.
I'll fix him. I'll fix him.
You're wrapped up in hair vines.
That's an excellent point.
You still haven't gotten out.
You shut up.
Avenge me.
The next one goes. But this one is actually going to throw rocks.
We throw rocks at people now.
Oh, you want to throw fireballs at people.
That's 11 to hit you.
That doesn't hit.
Nice. It would.
Except you had to roll a d4.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bane.
Oh, this was a natural 20. Even with the minus 4, still 25.
Well, natural 20 is a natural 20. What can you do about that? Except shit your pants, dive in, and swim.
What was shit your pants the first part of it? 14 to me?
14 to you.
Okay. I mean, I'm not happy about it.
When are you?
Who would be? Who's like, yes.
These are good points.
Hit me. Okay. That's them.
Why you gotta
Ulrich, you're up. The one that took the big blow on... The one that just did the big blow to Zorik looks extremely hurt.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Is it within 20 feet of the other one?
Probably not. The way I have it, it's like Zorik and him are fighting here, you're here, and then the other one's here.
All right.
You have a 15 foot, right?
Okay,
action. So it's got both, but you're like in the middle.
Okay, con save. To him. The one that fought Zorik. Minus a d4.
12.
Fails.
I had a 16, I rolled a 4.
That's lovely. That's how Bane works. See how that works? 11 necrotic.
Down.
Awesome. That was my bonus. No, that was my action, excuse me. For my bonus, use my second level spell slot to do a second level healing word on our paladin.
Ah!
Sorik, you're back awake with 7.
Yay.
Nice. Thank
you. On your feet, old boy.
Now... As the one that, as you do this magical spell and you see it, you see the troll like kind of like lose its head, like pop off.
Mm-hmm.
As it kind of like crumbles, the rope around you loosens. So you're out.
Okay, I am annoyed.
Up next is Scarlet.
So there's only one up now, right?
The one that's hanging in the vines. You're here, it's here, and the other one was over there.
One died.
The one over here died, the one up here, the one... That hit you and is swinging from the vines. That one.
That one is still up like an asshole.
Like an asshole.
All right. What I would like to do is to dissonant whispers his ass.
His ass?
His ass.
Okay, go for it.
So you have to make a wisdom saving throw with D minus D4.
Not good. I don't even think it passed. Yeah, because of the D4, I got a 6.
So I take 3d6, 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to roll them. And you have 10 psychic damage.
Nice.
And I repeat in my discordant melody that I told you you weren't going to win today.
Okay. That's it? That's your turn?
And then, thank you, I am going to throw a bardic inspiration as a bonus action to our friend, Simon. So you have 1d8 to use on an attack roll or saving throw, is it?
An ability check.
An ability check. So if you want to take out like a d8 or something to remind yourself.
I got you, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you roll an attack, ability check, or saving throw, and you don't like the roll, you can add that.
Cool.
And it's good for 10 minutes.
Alrighty.
So if we haven't used them, we might want to soon.
I know. I got you. I was going to do something that required me to use it, but I had to redirect when somebody got knocked out.
Anyway, Simon, you're up.
See this?
Okay.
To all the podcast
I want to listeners
out there, I'm giving him the finger.
The fire
the middle one.
Okay. So you're going to do a firebolt, Simon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
8.
To hit?
Mm-hmm. With, oh. 3.
So that was a, what, an 8 plus 3?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's going to miss. I'm sorry.
Of course.
Boo. Do you have anything else?
Mom.
So, Sorek, you are up.
Okay, so yeah, I get up.
There is one creature hanging from the vines.
Hanging from the vines. How far up is it?
Not far up. You could reach him.
All right. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is, as an action, lay on hands myself. I'm going to do that for 15. And I'm going to start making my way over to him, to the other one.
Okay. Not far. You can make it.
And then can I do my offhand attack or my second attack as a bonus action or no?
You did it before. It's okay.
Okay.
I think you did it before. You did your action and then you did your bonus action as your other attack.
Yeah, if that's okay with you. Nat 20.
Oh shit! You're out of smites?
No, I'm not out of smites, but I used this action and bonus action. So I can't use a bonus action to add the smite.
No, it's not a bonus action. You can add smites.
It's not?
Mm-mm. It burns a spell slot, but it's not.
I thought it was a bonus action.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the case, then.
Then that's even better.
Then guess what's happening? Because I do. It's a first level, but still.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to need more d8s. Oh, wait. So the rule for nat 20 is, how are you doing it now?
Oh, you can do max and then you roll.
So max would be 8, 16, 24, 27. This is 1d8 plus the 2d8 for the smite.
It's the first level smite.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. So 1d8, 2d8, and then your bonus.
27 and then you roll. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
18.
18?
Yeah. So
18 on top of 27?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So we'll say I'll take the 8 and make that because I didn't call it, I should have. I'll take the 8 and I'll make that the slashing. And I'll do the 10 as the radiant. So it will be an extra 14 on top.
So extra 14 on top. So it was 27.
Well, there's a 27 also.
The slashing would half.
Yeah.
So one of those d8s is a 4.
Yeah. So it's still, so 14 plus 14.
No, it's not 27, because I don't think he halved the slashing.
Oh, okay, so 23. 23 plus 18.
Plus 18.
Which is like, no, plus 14. 23 plus 4, 37.
3,700%? Absolutely?
Yeah.
He had 37 hit points left.
Boom!
Wow.
Yeah, 37.
Crab cakes and footballs.
Can I call my shot?
Yeah.
So I go, so I run over, I lay hands on myself, and I run over to him. And I say, enough of this. And I bring my sword up. I charge it with holy energy. And I just bring it down right across his chest.
Whoa!
From shoulder to hip.
Excellent.
And cut him down.
Woohoo!
Good show, old boy.
And because it's made of rock, he kind of crumbles.
Wow.
He kind of crumbles, and then you see a lot of the vines kind of loosen and fall.
Ah!
And you can actually see how these vines were part of his hair, and it's like he can control it. Wow. Can use it to pull himself.
Wow, cool.
You gotta pop a cure wounds into him. So you heal another 10, Sorik. How you doing, Scarlet?
Thank you.
I could healing word myself.
I got you. Take another 5.
Thanks.
Simon, did you take any damage?
Nope.
All right, cool.
All right. So now, I don't know what your intentions were. Before, you said you were going to sit down and rest a little bit. If you still want to do that, you guys can get in a rest without any injury or insult, like without any incident.
Long rest or short rest?
You could do a long if you wanted.
I would say yes. Let's roll out, get away from these bodies.
Well, let's take the... One of them had an axe, so let's take that.
They both had great clubs.
Great clubs. Yeah, so let's take them.
Yeah.
Do we have a bag of holding? We have a bag of holding, right? Or do we not?
I don't think so.
Oh, then never mind.
Take the bodies. Bag of holding. Everything goes in the bag of holding.
I thought we had everything to goes have in
the
bag of holding.
Don't loot the bodies. Put the whole body in the bag of holding.
Exactly. Just dump it out. We'll go over it later.
The chest itself is like that kind of like a bag of holding that just holds the orbs.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you guys got a bag of holding.
I don't think so either.
No?
Okay.
Yeah, let's settle down.